Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we are going to play a game. We are going to play a game of Would You Rather.
We're going to try to play a game.
That's valid. Because the internet is struggling, so.
Chaisa.
There's that.
It's storming out in Orlando. It is hot as hell in LA. Mm-hmm.
So, it's just, you know, global warming. So.
It's fine.
Let's start this game.
All right, so, the first question on Would You Rather. First question on Would You Rather on the Sorry Not Sorry Generation Edition is Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather turn into E.T. or an alien from Space Jam every night?
Oh. I'm going to have to say an alien from Space Jam. I say that tentatively because I can't picture the alien from Space Jam.
Tell me you've seen Space Jam.
Yes. Wow, that is a throwback. Damn, that's a throwback. Yes. I will pick the aliens from Space Jam because at least they're kind of cute. E.T. is ugly. Like, I'm sorry.
That's fair. It's very fair.
E.T. ain't
got it. I would also pick the Space Jam aliens because I'd be part of the Doom Squad. That'd be fun.
Yeah, like I'm not me and E.T. for nobody. Like I know on a regular basis I want to go home, but like maybe not that much.
It's fair. We should add Space Jam to one of our throwbacks.
Sure, we can do that.
All right. Number two. Oh, this is annoying. Would you rather be as tall as you are wide or as wide as you are tall?
I'm going to say as tall as I am wide. Yeah. Like, that would be highly inconvenient, but like...
You'd be like a pixie.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with that, because at least that would be...
Because I at least I'm not going to be as wide, I'm not going to be 5'6" wide, oh god.
Yeah, like, you couldn't get through doorways like that, like, you'd lose the weight quickly, because you would literally start starving to death, so there's that. But, I think I'll go with as tall as I am wide. Like I'll make a lot of money off of being a pixie on the internet. So
that's fine. That's fair. All right. The third question, I'm pretty sure has a typo, but I'm going to read it as the typo to make it interesting.
Okay.
Would you rather have to swim everywhere you go or bear crawl?
Like bear crawl, like just crawl around on all fours? I think I'd probably prefer to bear crawl everywhere I go. Because if I have to swim everywhere I go, what if where I'm going doesn't have water? I'm just over there,
and you're fucked.
Just trying to fucking do like the butterfly swimming or the frog like on concrete. No, at least if I'm on all fours, like I have a relatively decent speed. Like it would suck, but it's better than trying to swim on the sidewalk. Besides that, or things flood as I go.
That's fair.
What about you?
Bear crawl for sure.
Bear crawling, that's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Like, I would say swim, but again, what if there's no water?
Yeah, how are you supposed to, like, get to work? Like, are you supposed to sit?
What if you live in the desert and you gotta swim through sand?
It's like, you're either swimming through sand or you're constantly flooding, like, wherever you're going. Imagine showing up to Erin's house having flooded her whole neighborhood to get there. Like,
just a perpetual wave behind me.
Yeah. It's just like, and you would never be dry either. Like, you'd have swim to get to the bathroom. And it's just like, or you gotta take a shower, and then when you leave, you have to swim because you're just never going to be dry. It's just like, no.
I don't like that.
No, thank you.
Okay. Would you rather have to shake hands with yourself every time you meet someone or offer your foot as a handshake?
Shake hands with myself or offer my foot as a handshake. Now, to be fair, I actually I was watching the Paralympics the other day, and I saw two archers who didn't have arms, and to shake, like, hands, they both took off a shoe, and, like, they shook, like, they hooked an ankle around each other, and, like, they shook their feet that way. I'd never seen that, and I thought that was actually kind of interesting. At least they both understood, like, what was happening. I think if I tried to do that, it was, like, a complete stranger. They just acted like, the fuck is wrong with you thinking I have a weird foot fetish? I'll go with, like, shaking my own hand, because that just seems like it would be less strange. Like, I feel like you could play that off a little more.
Okay.
What about you?
I'd give my foot just to be weird.
I just picture you going in and, like, for an interview. You just taking your foot out. Here you go. Or, like,
just waving going with on a my
date.
Foot.
Going on a date. You're going to find out they're going to put that it's real bad.
No, I really don't, people.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Would you rather have steam come out of your ears like a train every time you're mad, or bark like a dog when you're excited?
Steam.
Steam.
Give people a warning.
Because then at least they can see.
How much, like, you're pissing me off. It's just like...
Right?
Like, how much do you actually have to piss somebody off for actual steam to come out their ears?
All right. God. And this is kind of easy. Would you rather shed pixie dust or stick to every surface? I would rather shed pixie dust than stick to everything.
Yeah, same. Same. Like, sticking to everything, that would drive me nuts. You imagine how much cat hair would be on you within, like, an hour? It'd be a giant hairball by the end of the day.
Like, I already have enough hair that sticks to me.
Yeah, no thank you. I could make so much money being Tinkerbell at Disney.
Right? Okay, let's see. Would you rather wear 3 hats at all times or never wear socks at all?
Ooh. Well, I guess I could get around the not wearing socks with, like, wearing stockings. So, I'm going to say not wearing socks just because it's somewhat of a workaround. Wearing 3 hats would require a lot of explanation, and I'm also questioning how I would wash my hair.
Also, if it's hot, I don't want 1 hat, let alone 3 on my head.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's a hard pass. So I'll wear stockings instead.
Would you rather wrangle a 4-legged octopus or an 8-legged poodle?
Octopus is really smart, though. I feel like catching an octopus would be easier, especially, like, if it's just in, like, a tank. But an 8-legged poodle would be easier to distract and get to come to you, because you could just, like, throw food or something. Both would be chaotic. I'd probably go with the octopus, just because I could probably just use a net.
Okay.
What about you? You want an 8-legged poodle?
No, I'd probably go with the 4-legged octopus. Because, well, no. Actually, I want to go with an 8-legged poodle, because it would be easier to wrangle than a slippy, slimy octopus.
Fair.
And I say that with love. I would love an octopus. I just don't want to deal with wrangling it.
Valid. Because I wouldn't want to either, but I don't... I guess it also depends on how big the poodle is or how big the octopus is.
Alright, so apparently we are going into categories. That was the category of the best funny questions.
Okay.
Now we're going into the annoying questions.
Okay.
Alright. Would you rather always have an eyelash in your eye or always have a hair in your butt crack?
Wow. Okay. Wow. I guess the hair in your ass, just because, like, having an eyelash or something in your eye is so annoying. And then your eye waters. You're constantly having to, like, feel like you have to rub on it. It's just like, and it gets so annoying after a while. Like, yeah. Terrible choices, truly. What about you?
Definitely a hair in the ass, because I can just kind of wriggle out of that.
Yeah.
If I can't see, I can't fucking see.
Yeah. Like, it's really annoying. Like, it drives me nuts driving. It drives me nuts doing literally anything, really. That would be very, very annoying.
Oh. Would you rather only be able to whisper or shout? I'm going to go with whisper.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to walk into, like, a restaurant or something like that and be, like, the screaming person. At least if you're constantly whispering, like, maybe somebody just, like, oh, maybe they just, like, a weak voice box or something, rather than immediately thinking, oh, she's an asshole.
Well, even, like, not even that. Like, I'm thinking of the conversations that I have with my friends when I'm out.
Yeah.
No one needs to hear that, so I don't want to shout that shit out.
Yeah, that's really valid. Considering the conversations we've had. Yeah. That's probably just a keep it to ourselves kind of a situation.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's a good idea.
Would you rather not... Yeah. Would you rather not be able to control your laughter or not be able to control your tears? Considering I can't control either.
Yeah, I have a terrible time trying to not laugh. Like, trying to keep a I can keep a straight face with just about anything except for laughter. Like, laughter, I cannot stop that. So...
I am so easily triggered when it comes to laughing. Like,
yeah,
but the dumbest thing will set me off.
Also, I'll go with laughter just because it wouldn't change anything about my life.
Laughter.
They're like, I can't say I cry very often. Like, but I do notice as I get older, I cry easier. So I don't.
Yes. Yeah. That I have noticed.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I don't like. I do. I sometimes, every once in a while. I think to myself, back in my high school days, when I was a very depressed, emotionless bitch, like, sometimes I wish she was back.
can she come back?
Like, you...
The one who didn't give a shit? Stone
cold bitch! Where did she go? Like, sometimes I wish she came back. Just a little. Just to give me that stone face I used to be able to pull off. Just like, But
the one that would scare away children?
Oh, the one that, like, could just sit there and listen to, like, screaming or yelling or, like, a whole bunch of emotional shit and just, like, be an absolute blank slate and show no emotion and just be like, I miss her. She healed, bitch. Like, damn you. Like, she fucking healed. And I was just like, oh, man. I gotta feel shit again. So, yeah, no. I don't like that I cry either as I get older, but, you know, whatever. It's rude, but I guess we'll take it because, you know, like, did emotional healing and, like, all that shit, so.
Emotional healing? Who needs that?
Oh, I'm a positive mental health, Lord.
Mental health.
All right.
Would you rather only be able to speak in riddles or have to sing every sentence? No. I can tell you right now, I'd rather speak in riddles.
God. If I had to sing everything, I would find myself so annoying. Like, speaking in riddles, like, I can make them, like, kindergarten-level riddles. I guess fine. Like, it is, however, assuming I know how to make riddles at all. Or well, and that's not true. So I'm gonna still go with riddles, but nobody should be surprised if they just don't hear me say much in the future.
Let's see. Okay, would you rather have to communicate only in emojis for one day or speak in rhyme for a week? Hands down, I will speak only in emojis for a full day.
Yeah. Like, I would take a day off of work and then just be fine. Like, I could honestly probably get away with work for a little while. Too. Like, yay. So, but yeah. Yeah. I'll take the emojis. Emojis would be easier.
Here's another one where I know what our answer is going to be. Would you rather have to communicate solely through interpretive dance for one day or speak only in puns for a week?
Interpretive dance for a day, in all honesty. Like, let's
really?
Yeah, like, I could spend the entire day just at home. And if I need to say something to my mom, I'll just wiggle a lot. Like, there you go. Woo! That's fine. That's absolutely fine. It would be different if it was the other way around and I had to, like, interpretive dance for a week. Like, no. But, like, one day, sure. Like, as long as I had to go, like, out in public. And even then, like, I don't actually have to communicate with people. Like, I could call interpretive dance, like, a flick of a wrist kind of a situation if I have to go up to a teller somewhere.
Okay. Okay. With that logic, I would also go with interpretive dance rather than doing it, like, puns for a week.
It'll be definitely different if I have to go somewhere. Like, I can't imagine trying to order some, like, Starbucks through interpretive dance. Just bring like a fake pumpkin and hold it over your head and you just sway around a lot like woo. Like,
it's like, yes, you see the pumpkin, I want a lot, and you see how spicy I am, I want a latte.
Just go behind the counter and do dances with the cup. Like, na na.
All right. Into the next category. Gross and funny.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather have sticky fingers forever or dusty Cheeto fingers forever?
Oh, I guess sticky fingers? If only they're like slightly sticky, I guess that's fine. It'd be annoying as hell, but no one would ever take you seriously with Cheeto fingers.
If you had Cheeto fingers.
You get Cheeto stuff on everything you touch. Like, imagine getting Cheeto stains on every book you own. Like, and, like, imagine getting married and you've got Cheeto fingers. Like, yeah, those engagement photos are going to be pretty. You'd have to have a Halloween-themed wedding just so you could make everything orange and black so it wouldn't look as weird.
If you touch anything, it's like, oh, that was part of the decor.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, sorry. No, like, sticky fingers, yeah, sticky fingers.
Okay. This next one sucks.
Okay.
Would you rather eat a tube of chapstick for breakfast every morning?
Oh.
Or eat every bug you see for the rest of your life?
Oh.
I am not Timon or Pumbaa, so I will happily eat a chapstick tube for
breakfast. I used to eat chapstick as a kid. It's fine. Like,
I used to eat soap as a kid. It's fine.
Yeah. Yep. That explains a lot about us, to be honest with you. Yeah. No, I am absolutely not eating bugs. Like, absolutely not. Give me chapstick. I'll get some, like, organic shit and just, yeah. So it's not full of chemicals and stuff. Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right. Would you rather sweat maple syrup or cry Fanta soda?
I'm going to say cry Fanta soda. Because I would do that a lot less than I would the sweating.
But also, if I did cry, it would at least taste good and not salty.
Valid. That's pretty valid. Like, I wouldn't want, like, sweating maple syrup is going to ruin your clothes. It's going to make you really sticky. Like, it would probably...
My tism is activated just thinking about that.
Yeah, it would just be like, you'd ruin, like, your car, your clothes, your shoes, your hair. Everything else, like, no, I'll cry Fanta soda.
Thanks.
Especially if I get to choose. Like, let's just have it on a rotating, like, flavor of Fantas. Like, why not?
Every month is a different flavor.
Exactly. Like, Japan's got, like, a shit ton of Fanta flavors. So, yeah, we can just keep rotating it out until we try them all.
Nah, tell me that. Would you rather have to eat your used Band-Aids or never wash your hair?
Band-Aids. I'll just never use one again. There you go. I'll never use one again. That's fine. Just tie it off like a cloth or something, you know?
I love how you have an answer for everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm just never gonna use Band-Aids again, so as long as I don't get hurt and, like, knocked unconscious so I can't try anybody on it. Wake up and there's like, here's the giant pile of gauze we used on you. Like, well, fuck.
Okay. These are just getting worse. Would you rather be baby birded by a stranger every time you eat or only eat cat food for the rest of your life? Neither. I'll starve.
That's the time when I just start World War III and we just bring all this and like, nope.
Just, I don't want your regurgitated food, nor do I want...
As someone who tried cat food when she was younger, like...
Yeah, I've also tried it. I'm like, it's fucking nasty.
Yeah. That's a hard pass. Unless we're talking about the cat food, like, really, really rich people give their cats, where it's pretty much just like a chef made it, then yeah, sure. But somebody's going to have to give me that chef.
True. Do you know that there's a very, like, specific type of coffee that is expensive and I will never want to try it because it's...
Oh, it's made with cat shit, isn't it?
Yeah, cat poop coffee. Nope!
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass.
I have heard of that, yeah. Did you know there's catnip tea?
Yes. That I knew. Alright, would you rather have mud squelching between your toes or coffee dripping from your nose?
Is this like an all-the-time situation? Or just...
It doesn't say. If it's just like a one-time thing, I'm going with mud.
If it's just like a... If... Coffee's only dripping from my nose, like, as a replacement for, like, I don't know, snot or something like
snot.
That. At least it would be smell good. Like, I think I'd probably go with that, because, like, I can put, like, a situation on that, whereas the mud between my toes just sounds like it might be an all-the-time situation.
I was just thinking, like, if I'm at the lake for the day, I'll have mud between my toes, it's fine.
Yeah, I think neither would be terrible, so long as they take place within these situations.
Would you rather have your entire body turn lime green when you're nauseous or fuchsia when you're embarrassed? I'm going to go with green for nauseous because at least I don't get as nauseous as easily as I get embarrassed.
Fair. And I feel like you just get more embarrassed if you turn fuchsia all of a sudden.
Now that you, like, once you see your body turning pink, you're like, fuck, everyone's going to know I'm embarrassed. So you get even more embarrassed.
And then everyone's going to stare at you because suddenly you're fucking fuchsia. And it's just like, yeah, no.
And you get even more embarrassed.
I'll go with nauseous. Like, that's fine.
Would you rather questions about body parts?
Okay.
Would you rather have oven mitts for arms or cucumbers for legs?
Cucumbers would rot.
I'm going to go with oven mitts for arms. So at least I still have thumbs. Cucumbers for legs. I'll just fucking eat my own legs.
Yeah, I mean... For arms, like, that would be really short, or the gloves would be massive. Like, yeah, as long as, like, they're functioning, like, the gloves function as arms, then I'll go with the gloves.
All right, gloves won. Would you rather your hands shrink like a cotton shirt in the dryer when they get too hot, or have them deflate into boneless flesh balloons when you get cold? This sounds like fucking the professor in Hogwarts trying to fix Harry's bones.
I'm going to say, like, the shrinking when I'm hot, because at least they're still usable. The other way, they're not usable. I get cold
boneless flesh balloons.
Yeah, I get cold less than I get hot, but at the same time, if I, like, I wouldn't want to have to regrow the bones in my hands every time I'm cold.
Fair. I get hot more easily than I get cold, so I go with my hand shrinking, yeah. Would you rather have a toe the size of a foot or a finger the size of a hand? Neither.
No, I'm good.
I like my proportions, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, LA's got some good plastic surgeons, so, you know, just choppy, but, you know, I think I'm good.
Huh? Yeah, like, alright, would you rather have an ear for a mouth or have mouths for ears? If I had mouths for ears, do you know how much yapping would be done by me?
All three mouths are, like, able to carry on separate conversations and, like...
I could have one in each language.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. I think that would be hilarious. Like,
did I ever tell you that when I was in Armenia with school, one of the mornings that our moms called us, my mom and the dad were in Canada at the time because they went to their best, one of their friend's daughter's wedding. Mm-hmm. And my mom is having a conversation with me on the phone, my dad, and and the friend that she's with. Mm-hmm. So she's having a conversation in English, Turkish, and Armenian, three different conversations. And she answers each of them in the correct language. And everyone just looks at her like, how did you do that?
That's very impressive. Quite impressive. But your mom's just cool anyway.
I know. Would you rather have an extra arm or an extra leg?
I'd say probably an extra arm.
Probably an extra arm. I can do more things.
Yeah, an extra leg would just make it difficult to, like, drive, sit in chairs and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
The extra arm, I can get to hold a sign that says, please do not ask me about my extra arm.
Would you rather have your arms dangle to the floor because they're really long or because you're really short? You know, I think I'd be okay, or not okay, but I'd rather have them dangle because they're really long.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Like, that's what I would prefer. Like, it would be awkward, but a lot easier to just do stuff. So
this last one, I'm going to answer specifically for Halloween. So it says, would you rather have a head the size of a watermelon or the size of a golf ball? If my character was the shrunken head man from Beetlejuice, I would want my head to be the size of a golf ball.
I'm going to say watermelon, just because there's a variety of sizes of watermelon and I could pick something pretty similar to the size of a head.
That's horrible. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made of sandpaper?
I'm pretty sure the vinegar would make you go blind, so I'll have to go with sandpaper. And I think I'm going to go with sandpaper, thanks.
Yeah, sandpaper, I can deal with that. Okay, would you rather be covered in scales or fur?
I think I'm going to, that could be very soft. That would be nice.
I want to go with scales.
I'm kind of leaning towards scales as well because they would be easier to keep clean, and I don't want to get fleas if I have fur. So I think
I was thinking I don't want it to get wet and dirty, and yeah
I think I'll go with scales because I think it'd be easier to keep clean and I wouldn't have to worry about like getting fleas or something like that. So also I don't want to be a bunch of furries dream.
Yeah.
Of course, okay. Then we would be Scaly's dream. So.
We would be Scaly's and not furries. That is not, for you people listening, an admission that we are either.
We are not.
Would you rather never know where you're going or never know what time you're leaving? I would rather never know where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, I could just put directions in a GPS and just like...
Yeah.
Cause like,
if I just come over to you and be like, I be ready at 5. Why? Just be fucking be ready. And you have no idea where I'm taking you. You gotta be ready at 5. I would much rather know what fucking time I have to leave mm-hmm. versus not knowing where I have to go.
Imagine trying to get anywhere. Like, okay, well, you've got an interview. Great. I might miss it. I probably will. Or I'm going to be several hours early. Like, you have to like show up at 7 a.m. and then be like, it's not until 2. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm here. Just be like, no, I think I'd rather
like I fucking here.
I'd rather just like basically forget all of my directions and just be like, yeah, no, the GPS will tell me. Fine.
Let's see. That's one hell of an image. Would you rather perform ballet in concrete shoes or play soccer with no knees?
I could perform ballet badly for a hot minute. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll try and dance in concrete shoes.
Because, like, it's that or walk around like the pirate guy from Family Guy where you don't have any knees because he's got peg legs. Like, no.
All right, would you rather shriek every time you laugh or snort every time you cry? Considering that I snort every time I laugh and shriek.
I guess snorting while crying would be the better option. I don't want to shriek while I'm laughing on the podcast.
I just shriek in general. Mm. I snort, I wheeze, I shriek, I forget to breathe. Well, I sound For the most part, if y'all haven't heard a real laugh from me, I'm pretty sure I've laughed on this podcast, but like, if you can just picture it, me, like, knee slap laughing, that kind of hearty laugh, sounds like an old car engine trying to turn over. That is what it sounds like. And I have been told this by multiple friends multiple times.
Oh, wow.
That I sound like a car engine trying to turn over and it's just not working. You put the key in the ignition and you turn it and it goes...
Oh, God. Okay. I can... Valid choice.
Especially that, like, that one period in time when I was, like, sick and, like, the cough wouldn't go away for, like, almost a year.
Yeah.
So I had that scratchy cough for a while and, like, that's where everyone's like, you sound like a car that can't turn over. I'm like, I know. I know. Oh boy, would you rather have all your dreams live streamed on Instagram or have your most embarrassing moments go viral on TikTok?
My dreams. I don't dream that often, so people can live stream them if they want. They're just funky.
See, I can't decide because my dreams are interesting, so it'll make for interesting content. But also, the embarrassing shit on TikTok, and if it goes viral, is gonna bring me money. So,
as long as it's being put on your account, then I guess that's fine. Like, as long as you could keep it up, you might actually end up putting yourself in embarrassing situations just to monetize. So,
I'm gonna stick with the dreams.
I think I'll stick with the dreams because I could also monetize that and doing like live streaming with that. So I think that would be fine. Set up like a Twitch account and just live stream my dreams. I don't dream that often though, but yeah, you know.
This next one's gonna be funny because there's another typo in this. All right. Would you rather have someone 24/7 live screaming your every thought or have everything you do live streamed on Instagram?
My thoughts need to stay to myself. Like, let's go. I'll fucking, yeah. It would suck a lot. Zero privacy. I'm going to live stream myself going to the bathroom, taking a shower, like whatever. I'm going to make money off of it. And in all honesty, after the first time I go to, like, take a shower while live streaming, Instagram will shut me down anyway. So, like, there you go. But my thoughts for the safety of all of humanity need to stay within my own head. Like,
you would rather have someone scream your every... Oh, no, sorry. You're going to lash out. You don't want someone to scream? Scream, not stream. Scream your every thought.
It would start a lot of fights. We don't need to do that.
This is just annoying. Would you rather the other person get a text notification every time you've read their message or have to manually sign into every app every time?
No.
I don't care how annoying it gets for you.
Get a notification. Get a fucking notification. I don't care that people get notifications when I'm reading text messages. I don't typically go back and reread text messages. So... like, no, that's fine. Go ahead. You can get a notification every time I read a text message. And I mean, you know what? If I read it and I don't respond right away, I'll own that. I'll own it. Like, let's go. But having to log in every single fucking... Absolutely not. No. I don't remember my password.
I'd break the phone. I'd give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to do things. Like, I went to go check my mom's, like, Etsy store on my phone, and I realized I didn't have to, I was going to have to, like, log into it. I was going to have to log out of my Etsy account and, like, log into her, and I'm like, nope. I'll go do it on the computer. Nope. This is already logged in. No, thank you.
Right. Would you rather fight 500 ostriches or one T-Rex?
Oh, my God. How many ostriches?
500.
Those things can run up to, like, 50 miles an hour. Bullshit.
You know, I think I'll take my chances with the T-Rex.
Yeah, just the
it's
one.
It's just an overgrown chicken.
It's just one T-Rex. Like, I can hide from one T-Rex. I can't fucking hide from 500 ostriches. That's the bloody things that when Kevin Hart pissed one off and he was, like, driving his car down a freeway, it kept pace with his car. Like, you went 500? I can't outrun it in a car. Absolutely not. No, Jurassic Park is for prepared me well enough to on how to deal with them, even if they can't, even if, like, because, like, Jurassic Park does perpetuate the idea that, like, T-Rexes can't see you, like, if you don't move, even though that's a lie. Like, I've learned enough from Jurassic Park to know how to deal with one long enough to survive. Because, like, you just gotta get it into something big or, like, catch it. Or, in all honesty, if I just ran down the road and there was a T-Rex chasing me, the cops would probably get involved. Whereas when it comes to the ostriches, and that many of them, people would just leave. At least if it's one T-Rex, people are like, we could take it, you know? Like, come on, I'm in the South. People in Florida would be willing to fight a T-Rex.
It's true. It really is. Here's a D&D question. Well, okay. Because we have, it's goose related.
Okay.
Or duck. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Fuck. I'm going to say one horse-sized duck, maybe. Well, it would be easier to fight the duck-sized horses because, like, horses, they can't climb things very well. They can't fly or anything. Just stand on top of something relatively tall. And then there you go. Whereas the duck would be mean. I'm just trying to think. I'm just picturing like a horse-sized sort of goosington. And I'm just like, wow. Maybe I'll go with the horses.
Chaos.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll go with like the 100 horses. Like I said, I could just step on. 100
duck-sized horses?
Yeah.
You just step on them.
Yeah, like I'll just like step up onto a chair or something like that. It's fine.
Would you rather fight a tiger or a bear?
I'm going to say a bear. Yeah.
I'm going to say there won't be a fight. I'll just become food because I'll be like, I want to pet it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. That's not really a question, is it? I say bear just because, like, they're all, I feel like there's a possibility of deterring a bear. There's not really a possibility of deterring a tiger as much. I feel like, I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, yeah. I feel like the tiger would be faster too, or the bear's a little more lumbering. So,
okay.
What about you, bear or tiger? Here's,
you know, I think tiger.
Yeah. You just want to pet it?
I do want to pet it, but.
Fair.
I feel like I can just, if I go into this fight thinking it's just an overgrown cat, I can maybe win.
Okay.
Just fight with it the way I fight with my own cats. Like,
there you go.
Okay, would you rather fight a chicken every time you get in your car or an orangutan with a broadsword once a year?
Oh God, orangutans are mean motherfuckers. I'm gonna have to go with an orangutan once a year because at least I have time to prepare. And, like, they're not experts in the blade. So I can have a year to train to become an expert in the blade to defeat an orangutan and, like, person on monkey combat. But, like, I have to be able to get in my car and I don't want to fight a chicken. So. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna,
you don't want to just. I guess I'm gonna, you don't want to just throw the chicken in the backseat every time.
Not really. No. Like, it's going to get feathers and poop everywhere. Every time I get in the car, every time I want to go to Starbucks, I have to fucking fight a chicken. No, thank you. No, I think I'll fight an orangutan once a year and hope that he also does not think to study the blade.
I'd also fight the orangutan. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather fight a dozen 5-year-olds or 5 12-year-olds? And I will say this answer easily. I will gladly fight 5 12-year-olds because they will say shit that will piss me off and send me over the edge so quick. Backhanding them will not be an issue.
The direction I thought you were going to go in this. I was going to say I would fight the toddlers because it would be easy to just kick them.
It would.
But middle schoolers are mean.
Exactly. So if I get into a fight with 5 12-year-olds, I will happily, like, no holds barred, fucking punch them in the face. Trip him. Kick him in the balls. I don't care.
I mean, if a dozen five-year-olds came at me with genuine violence, I would not have any issues with kicking him. Like, let's go. But, okay. I have some popcorn and ready, and then we will both just take turns eating it while we watch the other one fight children.
Fair.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
This episode's saying a lot about it. Maybe not in a good way.
Would you rather turn into a dolphin every time you swim or a bird every time you jump?
Can I turn back? I'm assuming I can turn back, right? Because it says every time you do something, so I assume you can turn back.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, fuck, I want to be a bird. Obviously, like, that seems the coolest thing to be doing. It's just like, I just jump a little and suddenly I have fucking wings and can
wings?
Fly. Yeah.
I would also choose bird because... Like, all of my, like, extreme adventure instincts would just be like, I can fucking do these now.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I'd figure out, like, how to fly wherever I wanted. Like, man, you can go to different countries and shit, not even need a passport. You just fly over borders and things like that. Yeah. Especially if I get to choose the type of bird. Pick, like, one of those big, big birds that can, like, fly, like, across the ocean and stuff like that. Yeah, we're gonna go see Europe on the cheap, on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was thinking I'd just turn into a hawk or a goose.
Oh, my God. I could turn into Sir Goosington.
I would be Sir Goosington.
Yes. Yes, you would. This is a terrible power. A bird is the answer. But that might be too much power in our hands.
Oh. Would you rather be able to speak to animals, but they all have annoying voices, as I imagine most of them do? Or be able to speak any language, but only while wearing a chicken costume. I would happily talk to annoying animals.
Yeah. Now, personally, I would love, absolutely love to be fluent in, like, every language.
But do you want to wear a chicken costume every time you do it?
I mean, in all honesty, the trade either way, like, I don't think would be bad. I think I would be pretty happy with either of these situations. Like, imagine being, okay. I could become internet famous by being the chick who speaks every language and dressed like a chicken. Yeah. Like, sure, because I can take the chicken suit off and I'll still speak English and it's fine. So, and I just put it on. And
you don't even have to take it off because you can just do it in, like, a chicken onesie.
Yeah, and, like, that's fine. But, like, if I want to take it off to do, like, other things besides be the chicken girl, I can, and, like, that's fine, and I'll still have, I'll retain language capabilities, and that would be great. At the same time, like, I wouldn't have any issues talking to animals, even if their voices were really annoying. Like, yeah, even if that was, in all honesty, I'll take, but that is a win-win for me, so.
It's a win-win. Yeah. All right. Oh, I don't like either option in this one. Would you rather rollerblade into a bear den or water ski over a shark tank?
I'm gonna go with water ski over a shark tank because nothing says that they have to be hungry. And if you're water skiing, you're probably going pretty damn fast. And it says
over, and they're in a tank.
Yeah, and it says over a shark tank, which implies that you are starting outside of the tank, going over it, and finishing outside of the tank once again. So I think that would be fine. As long as the person who's doing it doesn't, like, stop the boat or whatever, then I think it's fine.
Right above the fucking tank.
Yeah, like, I think it's fine, but at the same time, they couldn't stop the boat because then you would no longer be water skiing. So
true.
Yeah.
I would also water ski over a shark tank because I know that if I was to rollerblade into a bear den, I would be so klutzy I could not get out.
Yeah, like, you're trying to rollerblade over rocks. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere. So, no, I won't. The bear might look at you like, okay, dinner's delivered itself. Sure. When it comes to, like, the shark tank, like, I'll just put you in the driver's seat of the boat as I water ski across it because I know you won't stop. And then, like, I'll do the same for you. So, yeah.
That's fair. Would you rather be able to climb a tree like a squirrel or dig burrows like a mole? I would happily climb a tree and just constantly jump from tree to tree and be like, I'm Twilight. I'm a spider monkey.
Of all the cases, you want to do a spider monkey from Twilight? Okay, sure. If you hop down out of a tree and then ask me, like, tell me, what am I? I'm afraid I'm going to end our friendship. You're going to wear, like...
You just look at me and be like, you're fucking dead is what you are.
You can wear that, the body glitter from ColourPop, from the Twilight collection. Just put it all over you. Say it out loud. And I'll be like, fucking weirdo. Grandpa. Like, what are you doing? Just like, no. Just like, no. That would be a hard pass. The squirrel thing sounds like it would be both the most useful and the most fun. So I would take that as well. And we could just go to forks and cause problems. So,
sounds about right.
I think that would be what we would do anyway. So let's just climb.
Okay. Would you rather be kept awake at night by a dog barking or be woken up early by, a rooster? I already wake up early, so rooster calls.
Rooster would be fine.
I have a rooster in my neighborhood. It's woken me up many times. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take the rooster. Like, not being able to sleep, especially consistently. Like, I can just go to bed earlier when it comes to the rooster.
Yeah.
So.
Now, this next one is hard, but I know my answer.
Okay.
Would you rather hug a koala or a panda?
Oh, I'd hug a panda.
A panda!
First of all, koalas have some of them have chlamydia, so I'm not risking that shit. But, like, a panda hug just sounds wonderful.
So fuzzy and warm.
A big old panda hug.
With the world's dumbest bears, but the most precious.
The ones who are endangered because of their own actions. Their own lack of self-preservation skills. Like, the it's government true. Of China has to actively keep them alive. Like, yeah.
Like, I've seen those videos of, like, the keepers at the zoo or whatever, and they're just like, no, like, they run around after them. Like, don't do that. Like they're fucking toddlers. Yes. Don't put your head in that. Don't stick your hand in that. Don't do that. I'm like,
so the toddlers of the animal world. And, like, having a hug from a giant panda sounds great.
I would love a panda.
Not a panda. You have to have two.
The pandas are finally back at the San Diego Zoo, which means I have to go.
Aww. I didn't know this for, like, the longest time, but China has, their pandas have, like, citizenship in China. Like, so, like, all, I don't know if it's citizenship exactly, but China owns every panda in existence with the exception of, I think, one.
Huh.
And the one was a gift. I don't remember where to, but I know it was a gift. And that is the only panda, and I think her children are also not owned by them. But she is the only panda in existence that is not owned by China. And I also learned that when they want to bring pandas back to China, they put them, like, on the plane in a seat. Like, they book a seat.
Aww.
And they sit with them because it's too stressful for them to be, like, in cages and things like that. And the panda will just sit there. So they book them seats.
Oh, that is adorable.
It is adorable. Pandas are just such goofballs.
So amazing. All right. Would you rather spill coffee on your shirt every time you drink it or never drink coffee again?
Both are fine because I don't do that. So that's fine by me. I'll just say never drink coffee again because there you go. Or, I'll spill it just because if I ever want to taste like a new flavor or something like that. But yeah, I'll take spilling it on myself.
I spill on myself all the time anyways. So would you rather have your coffee delivered by a fancy butler in bed or by a cute dog every morning? Cute dog, please.
I'll take the fancy butler, because my dog would not appreciate another dog in the house, so.
That's fair. Jesus Christ! Would you rather have one coffee drink per month that's the size of a bathtub? Or 50 coffee drinks the size of golf balls?
I wouldn't know how to keep it fresh if it was, like, one coffee thing a month.
The size of a bathtub. I'm thinking like those old school Victorian claw-footed tubs. And I'm like, how am I supposed to drink that and not have the shits for like a week?
Fair. Very fair.
Take the 50 golf ball coffees.
Yeah, at least if I have the 50 golf ball coffees, like they're shots of espresso basically. And I can sell those. I'll open up my own coffee shop and like, there you go.
All right. Would you rather watch horror movies or cartoons?
Cartoons. I don't like horror movies.
I can go for either or. Would you rather, only watch Pixar movies or only watch Disney movies?
That one's pretty tough, actually. Didn't, like, Pixar and something else merge recently? Or is that a different one? I guess I'd say... I guess Disney?
I would say I'd rather only watch Disney movies, because there are more Disney movies than there are Pixar films.
And I wouldn't want to give up being able to watch Lilo and Stitch.
So. Yeah. Or Emperor's New Groove.
True. Because, like, How to Train Your Dragon and stuff like that, that's all DreamWorks, isn't it?
That's DreamWorks, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, if I have DreamWorks, I'm fine. Because if it was between those two and DreamWorks, I'd choose DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Because I think DreamWorks also has Shrek, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I would take DreamWorks over all of them. So, like, that's fine. That's fine. I'll keep Disney.
All right. Would you rather go on a game show or a reality show? See, if you and I and Aaron were to get onto a game show, I think we'd win.
The reality show, I think, would really depend on what kind of reality show we're talking about here. Because if you put me in, like, on, like, The Bachelorette or something like that, you're just going to watch me get in a lot of fights or just simply just not care. And it's going to be the most boring thing you've ever watched. The game show, I don't picture so much as, like, Family Feud or something like that, or, like, How to Be, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I picture it more like some of those, like, variety shows where you're doing, like, weird little competition things and just, like some of those, like, Secret Library and stuff like that. Some of those, like, Japanese game shows that are really wild, and I'd do that.
Oh, God, the Japanese game shows would be fucked.
Japanese game shows are fucking hilarious. I love Japanese game shows. They're absolutely wild.
And for the last one. Would you rather be able to read minds but can't turn it off, or never be able to lie?
Or Edward Cullen. In this situation, as strange as it is, I would choose to be Edward Cullen. I'd rather be able to read people's minds than to never be able to lie. Again, I need a thought-to-mouth filter. Like, people need me to be able to just be like, kind of filter some of that out, little white lies in here. Otherwise, it's not going to go well. So, yeah, I'll choose to read people's minds. Like, that's fine. I could freak some people out.
And you can't turn it off, Juliana. It's like Edward Cullen. So, you know, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to... See, I'm thinking this. If I can read people's minds, I know exactly what they're gonna want to hear, so I can lie.
True. So you're taking the...
I'm taking the Edward Cullen route. The
Edward Cullen route. Makes sense.
Yep.
Yep. We'll be Edward... Like, we've chosen the Edward Cullen path now twice. Like, we're getting influenced by the fact that they're going to make a Midnight Sun.
An animated?
Is that supposed to be a movie or a TV show? I thought originally it was supposed to be a TV show, but based on the way people are talking, it sounds like a movie.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I want to watch it, but this, like, because it's going to be so fucking stupid. And it's going to give us great content, but at the same time, it's like, let Twilight die.
The weird
let it
thing-
stay in- 2005.
The weird thing to me is that they're doing it specifically based off of Midnight Sun, and I'm like, guys, how do you do a TV show from someone's specific perspective? Like, you're not going to listen to Edward Cullen's, like, inner thoughts. Like, you don't really do that on TV shows. Like, you have a TV show, you're going to show the whole fucking cast, you're really just going to make Twilight, guys. Like, what the hell? So, that just seemed kind of weird to me. Like, they specifically picked Midnight Sun. I mean, from what I understand, there's more, like, Cullen stuff, like, Cullen lore and Cullen history in Midnight Sun. So, like, I guess it would give, like, instead of saying, like, it's from Edward's, like, perspective, you could just say it's going to focus on the Cullen more than it is on Bella. But at the same time, Bella and Edward are the lead couple anyway. It would be weird if you didn't show things from, like, of what Bella was doing.
I remember when I read Midnight Sun, how upset I was that Bella had a personality in this one.
Yeah.
And I don't mean upset like, oh no, she has a personality. It was more like, where the fuck was this personality in her perspective?
Yeah.
Like, you're giving me 4 or 5 fucking books on this bitch, and I don't, and like, she's fucking boring. Mm-hmm. She's a cardboard box. And then I'm reading Twilight Edwards' version, and like, there's this spunky chick with personality, and she's sassy. I'm like, where the fuck was she?
Yeah. That's how I felt about the graphic novels. In the graphic novels, Bella had like a full-blown actual personality. So did Edward. Like, they had actual, like, positive personalities that made you like them. And I'm just like, I really wanted them to do all of them because I'm like, I like this character. Where the hell was this before? Like, in the book. But whoever, like, created the graphic novel did a great job because Bella has a full-ass personality in the graphic novel.
Yeah, and I'm just, oh my god. It annoyed me. I'm like, I would have loved to have this kind of personality in the originals.
Yeah. I mean, at least the new one that they're making, Midnight Sun, is animated. Like, they will not be cursing another actress to once again playing Bella Swan. Like, they won't do that. Like, there's a voice actress somewhere who's going to have to deal with it, but it's a lot better than having to be the actor.
It's true. Chris, I mean, I don't know if either of them are embarrassed by it now, but it's like...
I mean, Robert Pattinson hates Twilight, so...
It's fair. Still? Does he still hate it?
I think he hates it a little more every day. No one on the planet hates Twilight as much as Robert Pattinson hates Twilight. Like, I read something that, like, when Twilight was out and like it was really popular and stuff like that, he walked by a whole bunch of fans that were waiting for him somewhere, and he didn't sign, like, they were wanting him to sign autographs and like take pictures and all that stuff, and the only person he stopped for is the person who wanted him to sign a copy of The Goblet of Fire. That was the only person he stopped for, it was to sign for his role as Cedric Diggory and not as Edward. There's no one who hates Twilight more than Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, he will forever be cursed that way, and he knows it.
Taylor Lautner, too. I mean, every time I think of him, I just go, where you been, Luca?
Oh, like, that's a question to ask him, too, because, like, he did Twilight, and he did one movie after Twilight was over, and that was it. The man dropped off the face of the earth. I didn't hear jack shit about him until the man got engaged to somebody who's also named Taylor. Like, like... That was, for one thing, that's weird. I mean, more power to them both. They seem pretty happy, but it's just, like, what are the odds? Like, okay, but he just did one movie. He did, like, an action movie, and then he just didn't do anything else. I mean, I'm sure he's probably living off the royalties of Twilight, especially since there's been, like, a resurge in Twilight, like, interest and stuff like that. So I'm sure, like, he's making just fine money off of that. But, like, dude, where did you go? Where did you go, Luca? Where you been? Just like,
I said, no, fuck this.
Yeah, Luca got tired of middle-aged women throwing panties at him when he was 16 and just decided he was done with Hollywood. So, yeah. So, like, you know.
It's so wrong.
You know, it is really, really wrong, but I can understand why he didn't want to do it anymore because that was a weird experience. And I imagine reading fanfic about yourself, I don't know if he ever has, but knowing it exists, would probably deter you from wanting to be famous. Because Edward and Jacob fanfiction exists. So, and I believe there's probably Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner fanfiction as well.
Probably, and I don't want to think about it.
Nope, I have never looked it up and I never intend to. Like, that is a line in the fanfiction fandom that I will not cross. So, I don't read stuff about real people, though. So... Because that's weird to me. Like, it's weird if it's real people. If it's fictional characters, like, that's one thing. There were a story originally anyway, but, like, if it's real people, like, that's weird. However, I do know that hockey fanfiction is huge.
Ah.
I am aware.
I just finished another hockey this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a very short one, so it wasn't, like, the best, but it was cute.
Well, that's good, though. I keep getting recommendations for hockey romance books. Like, on my For You page on, like, Instagram and now TikTok. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for playing along with us. Let us know if you completely disagree with any of our decisions or if you have logic for why you would have chosen something different. I think Ani and I were pretty logical about everything and only a little unexpected or strange in like a couple of them. But, you know, I think we did pretty good overall. Hit us up on Instagram or YouTube, as we have a YouTube channel as well, at Sorry Not Sorry Generation. You can also find us on our website. All of that, all of our social medias and our website and everything are in our link tree on Instagram. And so you can check that out if you would like. And if you go onto our website, there's a whole bunch of like bonus content. And like if you listen to like our D&D episodes, there's a lot of lore and backstories and stuff like that for our D&D campaign. And yeah, you can go check it out and see what's up.
Show us some love.
Show us some love. You guys can always come like message us, comments, you know, whatever you want. We are open to comments and all that other fun stuff. So come check us out. And we will see you guys next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery, because we have some serious questions and concerns.